In the past few years, the world's energy scene has begun to shift as Brazil has discovered huge oil reserves and deep water offshore projects. The United States has unlocked natural gas and some oil in shale rock through horizontal drilling and a process known as fracking. And Canada has ramped up production of petroleum from its oil sands deposits in the western province of Alberta. Canada's Minister of Natural Resources, Joe Oliver, says technology has unlocked an energy bonanza in North America.
Between shale and Canada's oil sands, North America is now the fastest growing oil producing region outside of OPEC, with output projected to increase by more than 10% over the next 5 years.
Oliver says the rise in North American production and both deep water and shale developments elsewhere will reduce the power of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, known as OPEC.
There will not be the same influence going forward, it seems to me, that the OPEC countries have had in respect to oil and other natural resources.
This dramatic shift is the focus of Daniel Yergin's new book, The Quest, Energy Security and the Remaking of the Modern World.
The map is changing of oil supply, and also expectations are going to change as well. And that means markets will change, and that will have an impact on geopolitics.
Yergin, who's chairman of the energy consulting firm IHS Sera, notes that almost all the technological innovation that's transforming the global energy market has come in the traditional oil and gas sector. But he says development of renewable energy sources like wind, solar, and biofuels will proceed and become more important a few decades from now.
We have to worry about the here and now and what's it going to look like next decade or two, as well as we think about the future. So in a way, what it requires is we work on all fronts at once.
One nation taking that approach is Turkey, a country that's developing its wind energy with an aim of meeting 30% of its domestic electricity demand in the next 20 years. But Turkey also seeks to develop its geographic position, bridging Europe and Asia to become a regional energy hub. Alparslan Bayraktar is commissioner of Turkey's Emra Energy Agency.
We're at the center of supply and demand, you know. European side has a great demand. Also, our domestic demand is huge. And we have also supply countries neighboring Turkey.
This is the kind of planning that is helping transform the world, according to Christoph Frey, Secretary General of the London-based World Energy Council.
We have established corridors in oil and gas. Why not use the same corridors to actually bring some of that wind potential first to Turkey, but why not further to Europe, etc.?
Frey says there are many environmental and geopolitical challenges facing the energy sector, but it's an exciting time.
Huge uncertainty on the one side, lots of innovation on the other. I think somebody has called it, we are at the verge of a great ongoing revolution.
The world economy, food production and distribution, and the planet's environment all depend on how this revolution turns out. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.